In an unprecedented show of no confidence in the management of a German company, 56% of shareholders in Bayer voted against a measure supporting its business conduct. Investors are peeved at the collapse of the German conglomerate's share price following costly litigation related to a glyphosate-based weed killer made by Monsanto, which Bayer took over last year. The vote has no legal force, but it is the first time that a big German company has been censured by a majority of its shareholders.
Boeing's annual general meeting was also a testy affair. Following the grounding of the 737 MAX aircraft after two fatal crashes, Dennis Muilenburg survived an attempt to split his dual role as chief executive and chairman, though 34% of shareholders voted for the proposal. Meanwhile, American Airlines cut its profit forecast for the year, in part because of the grounding of the 737 MAX, which has caused it to cancel hundreds of flights.
The Eurozone's economy grew by 1.5% in the first quarter at an annual rate, a much improved showing on the last 3 months of 2018. That was still some way behind America, which chalked up a growth rate of 3.2% in the quarter.
The John Bates Clark Medal, awarded annually by the American Economic Association to an economist under the age of 40, was won by Emi Nakamura, a professor at Berkeley. Ms. Nakamura won the award in part for her distinctive approach to a painstaking analysis of data.
A judge approved a new agreement between the Securities and Exchange Commission and Elon Musk that restricts what he can say on Twitter about Tesla. Mr. Musk has fallen foul of the regulator for tweeting what it says are misleading statements. Under the New Deal, Mr. Musk has to seek approval from lawyers before tweeting about Tesla's finances, potential deals, production, or any venture the company is considering. Mr. Musk may also want to think twice before poking fun at the SEC on Twitter.
Endgame is a fitting title to an all-dominating film franchise. The 22nd film in Marvel's cinematic universe took a record-breaking $357 million in its opening weekend in America. Less than a week into its run, it is already the fourth most successful in the brand. The first, Iron Man, took a comparatively puny $680 million worldwide during 2008. Including Avengers Endgame, total revenue for the series is expected to top $22 billion. With box office like that, it is not surprising that plenty more Marvel films are in the pipeline.